This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wassalam ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. We left off yesterday with the words of the author Fi Jami'i Shan, where he's referring to the deen of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was sent with realization and discernment, and how he has a comprehensive call that will give us guidance in every single one of our affairs. Sha'n is similar to the word amar, just like affair, umur, shu'un, your affairs. And then he goes on to say, فَأَوْضَحَ اللَّهُ بِهِ الطَّرِيقِ إِلَيْهِ فِي كُلِّ حَالٍ. Through the Chosen One, Allah the Exalted clarified the path to Him in every state. Which is amazing. So the first part is clear, right? But he's indicating here the fundamental purpose of the messengers, and what a blessing. The messengers were sent as a means for our guidance. They were sent for us to be a means to come to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yahya, Muhammad, you guys can scoot up here so that we can leave plenty of room at the back there. So that awdaha is to make clear. If wudu' is clarity. If something's wadih, it's clear. And ittadaha is to become clear. But here it's in the causative sense that Allah ta'ala awdaha bihi. That Allah ta'ala clarified the tariq, the path, through him, ilayhi, to him. So we know then there is a path to Allah. There is a way that we can travel here on earth such that it leads in the end to us drawing near to Allah. So it is the messengers that they were the means whereby which Allah clarified the path to him. But then you have this beautiful addition here. Fi kulli hal, in every single state. And only someone who knows Allah would include that dimension. You could speak about the path in general, but then what he's saying is fi kulli hal, in every single state. And this is the nature of the human being, is that our state is constantly fluctuating. We're in one state now, and then we're in another state, and then we're even in this next 45 minutes that we might spend together, we might move from state to state to state to state. That we were at a certain state when we were just in our homes or wherever we came from, and then we were in a different state when we walk outside, and then we sit down and we're in a different state. That this happens to us. And we find ourselves constantly in a different state. And so there is the messengers are a source of guidance and a means of clarification of the path to Allah in every single state. There is no human state that you can possibly imagine except that there is guidance of our Prophet ﷺ in that. Whoever knows it, knows it. Whoever is ignorant of it, is ignorant of it. So the key then is, Ya Rab, is that we come to know that what does Allah want from us in every state? And then to have been given tawfiq to actually that put it into practice. So in the end, knowledge of religion is actually very easy. The path to Allah is very easy. It's totally clear. And the two archetypes of going astray are summarized for us right in the Fatiha that we recite daily. صَرَاطَ الَّذِينَ نَمْتَ عَلِهِمْ غَيْرِ مَغْضُوبَ عَلِهِمْ وَنَ الضَّالِينَ. The first group are those who have incurred Allah's wrath. Why? Because they knew, but their hawa, their desires got the best of them, and they went astray based upon knowledge. And it could have been also from things like arrogance and other traits that prevented them from putting their knowledge into practice. And the second group, that the dalin, they're those who went astray without knowledge. Those are the two archetypes of how we go astray. We either don't know and then we go astray, or is that we know and we fail to put it into practice. And what we want is the middle course, where what we want is the sirat al-mustaqim, which is ultimately a middle way, but to avoid that these two extremes, one on the other. So, fi kulli hal, guidance in every single hal. And from here, the ulama have said, is that there's two types of tahiyyur. Tahiyyur is that confusion. There's a type of confusion that is blameworthy. That is when that we are confused about the spiritual path and what it is that we should be doing in the moment. What should we be doing? We're confused. In this particular hal, in this state, what should we do? We're confused. And then there is a positive type of tahiyyur, which is where someone at the highest degree of piety is that they're witnessing the divine impact upon creation and that they're just bewildered by the manifestations of the names and attributes of Allah, kullu yawmihi fi sha'n, every day that he has an affair, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He raises some people and he lowers others. Is that some people are ascending, some people are descending. And hakada. Allah ta'ala is that constantly that manifesting his names and his attributes to